Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
On True Crime Today, Nexium, back in a courtroom. It could happen with Keith Raniere being right there as allegations of evidence tampering fly.
This is True Crime Today. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Nexium, what is it and why do I have a graphic behind me of a woman with the word Nexium on her? That's N-X-I-V-M. That is how they spell Nexium. That's Keith Raniere's way of spelling Nexium, his organization that began back in the 1990s. We're going to talk about that in just a second and explain to you exactly what that organization it is, what happened, why he's in prison, and what these new allegations of evidence tampering mean. Because if true, and if it can be proven, could put him back into court for a retrial. See, Nexium, as lovely as a organization as it was, had a little subset called DOS, which was a women's empowerment group, where they liked to brand women with Keith Raniere's initials, you know, like women's empowerment groups do. Oh, wait, they don't. But as you can see on the graphic, that's what they did. They didn't put that on there, but they put Keith Raniere's initials in that same sort of a spot with a cattle branding iron. Yeah, that's what makes the graphic. Here's what makes the story. Back in the 1990s, Raniere founded what he described as a self-help group aimed at personal and professional development. Over the years, Nexium grew into an organization with thousands of members, including influential figures and celebrities. However, beneath the surface of its polished seminars and empowerment workshops, allegations of abuse and manipulation began to emerge. By the late 2010s, Nexium had become the center of a federal investigation into a secret subgroup known as DOS. Not MS-DOS, just DOS. Makes it even suckier than the original. Which prosecutors alleged operated as a sex cult. And yes, sex cult is not exactly what most people envision when signing up for self-help. At the heart of the investigation were claims that Raniere had coerced women into sexual relationships under the guise of self-improvement. Members of DOS, many of whom believed they were joining that women's empowerment group, were allegedly subjected to psychological manipulation, branding with Raniere's initials, because nothing says feminism like a cattle brand, right? And demands for collateral. Compromising materials, basically, meant to ensure their silence. Think Diddy, think Epstein, think anybody who doesn't want you to talk. They're going to get something on you, so when you go, I'm going to tell you about you, they can go, you might want to rethink that. The explosive allegations led to Raniere's arrest in 2018 and a highly publicized trial the following year. In 2019, Raniere was convicted on multiple charges, including racketeering,
sex trafficking and forced labor conspiracy. The prosecution's case relied heavily on testimony from former members and explicit photographs that were allegedly found on a digital camera, memory card, and an external hard drive seized during the search of Ranieri's residence. These photographs, which prosecutors claimed depicted a minor, identified as Camilla, were a cornerstone of the charges related to child exploitation. Not the only charges, though, mind you. I just read them all off. That was one of them. Does it throw the whole case away? Do you throw the baby with the bathwater out? No. These are true allegations. They've been proven in court. So what happened? What is going on now that the defense of Keith Ranieri is going back to the court saying, you better take a look at this because this doesn't seem right? Well, fast forward to now. And the integrity of this critical evidence has been called into question. Allegations of FBI misconduct have surfaced, raising serious doubts about the validity of some of the evidence. I won't say the whole conviction because that's not true. The revelations stem from an exhaustive investigation that was conducted by Ranieri's defense team, which includes former FBI agents and digital forensic experts. They claim that key evidence used to convict Ranieri was tampered with while in FBI custody. And if true, it wouldn't be just a smoking gun. It would be the entire armory, or at least likely enough of an armory that will get you back into a court. Dr. J. Richard Kipper, a former FBI special agent and forensic examiner, has been at the forefront of these claims. Kipper, who analyzed the digital evidence, concluded that the metadata, this is the stuff on a file that you don't normally see unless you really know how to dig into it, the stuff that says when a photo was taken, how it was taken, if there's GPS information on it, if that's a box that's checked on the device taking that photo. There's a lot of information that goes on any file you create on a computer that you probably have no idea exists. That's the metadata. And it shouldn't be altered with. It can be altered with. There's signs it's altered with, when it's altered with. But if you alter with that, you can also change some key things like dates, which may be key to a case. So they're alleging that the metadata associated with the photograph had been altered to make it appear that Camilla was underage at the time they were taken. It's a complete technical certainty that much, if not all, of the digital evidence was manipulated prior to analysis, Kipler stated in detailed reports submitted to the court. That phrase, completely technically certainty, or technical certainty, is about as rare in legal circles as an unscripted reality TV moment. According to him, the abnormalities in this and the metadata were not consistent with standard digital file behavior and indicated deliberate tampering. Supporting Kipper's findings about this data for Keith is another former FBI senior forensic examiner, Stacy Eldridge, who also reviewed the evidence and said it's clear that the photos in this case were planted there. Eldred's analysis highlighted several irregularities, including gaps in the chain of custody and evidence being accessed without proper forensic safeguards in place. These findings have raised alarms about the FBI's adherence to its own protocols and whether standard procedures were deliberately circumvented in this case. The kind of thing that makes you wonder, was this an investigation or an episode of CSI, We Forgot the Basics? One of the most damning pieces of evidence presented by the defense is a timeline discrepancy. According to the court filings, the photographs in question were discovered by the FBI 11 months after the initial search of Ranieri's property. During this time, the memory card containing the photograph or the photos was accessed without the use of a write blocker, a critical tool that prevents data on digital storage devices from being altered or overwritten or erased or whatever. Dr. Kipper pointed out that this alone should have disqualified the evidence, stating if the FBI allows such breaches in protocol, it raises serious concerns about what other manipulations might have occurred. In other words, it's like finding out the referees in your championship game were also betting on the other team at the same time. The defense's claims are bolstered by testimony from Kenneth DiNardo, a 23-year veteran of the FBI and a senior evidence technician. DiNardo's analysis of the search procedures conducted at Ranieri's residence revealed significant irregularities. He alleged that the search team appeared to have pre-choreographed their discovery of key evidence, violating standard FBI procedures. For instance, DiNardo cited the discovery of a camera allegedly used to take the incriminating photos that was not properly logged during the initial search and was later found under questionable circumstances. DiNardo also pointed to a pre-filled evidence log, which included items listed before they were actually recovered from the scene. These are the allegations. "This constitutes evidence fabrication," he wrote in his report. In other words, they didn't just jump the gun, they reloaded and fired twice for good measure. Adding to the controversy, Alan Dershowitz, a prominent constitutional lawyer, has publicly called for a thorough investigation into the FBI's handling of the case. If true, these allegations represent a staggering level of government misconduct. Dershowitz said, while not officially part of Ranieri's defense team, Dershowitz has consulted with his attorneys and expressed concerns about the broader implications of these claims, saying, quote, "If the FBI can tamper with evidence in a case like this, what's to stop them from doing it in other cases?" he questioned. A fair point. And one that should make anyone who's ever watched Making a Murderer feel just a little bit queasy. I mean, think about it for just a second here. If the evidence was, in fact, tampered with, that's not good. That will end up putting a case back in court. Even if you have a mountain of evidence over here that says you did these horrible things, and it's unrefutable, undeniable. You have one little piece over here that, this metadata just doesn't look right. And we want to go with things that are right and not tampered with. But unfortunately, that's where you get humans that mess things up. Humans that go, I know we got that pile over there, but we really, really want to watch him burn. Let's take this little extra piece here and let's drop it on the scale and see what happens. The problem with that, it's tampering. You don't need to add more to existing evidence. You can't add more to existing evidence because evidence is evidence, and you can't go back and put more things into evidence that aren't there. And you can't alter dates to show someone is a different age than what you're wanting them to be. There's a lot there. It didn't necessarily need an underage person into the mix to put Keith Ranieri away forever. But if these things were altered and that played a huge part in the prosecution's case in chief against Keith Ranieri, we could see this done all over again, meaning everybody has to come back. Victims have to relive their trauma on the stand. And Keith Ranieri gets a second chance at freedom. Will it go there? Could it go there? Yeah, it could. Is it guaranteed right now? By no means. But we've seen this in so many cases. Allegations of it happening in the trial of Karen Reed. We've seen it in the Delphi case, where evidence was just completely not allowed in because one side wanted to create a narrative. You can't go into a trial going, if you're on the outside, I know exactly what happened here. That's what the trial is for. That's what the arguments in the trial are for. That's what evidence is for. Of course, each side is going to argue their narrative, but that narrative better be honest and it better be true. The stakes in this case extend far beyond Keith Ranieri as the FBI faces mounting scrutiny. The allegations have sparked debates about systematic issues within the agency. Critics argue that if these claims are substantiated, they could undermine public trust in federal law enforcement and prompt calls for widespread reforms. Is this a widespread problem, or is it something where we have people here and there who are doing shitty things? I guess we truly don't know the answer to that question. But oftentimes, there's a handful of bad people in kind of every organization. But that's where, when they're identified, They need to be removed. They need to be prosecuted. And we need to have zero tolerance for this sort of behavior. And I don't want to see anybody going, well, how can we kind of cover this up? If in fact there is information there that is true. Like, I don't know, Alec Murdaugh. How about that case? A case where, yes, it's pretty damning. But if you had someone that was trying to tamper with a jury, someone trying to weight that scale just a little bit, the damage it can do. Let's not forget the broader picture. Even if the evidence was mishandled, Ranieri still oversaw a group of women who were branded like cattle and extorted for compromising material. So there is that. Ranieri's legal team has filed multiple motions for a new trial based on these findings, but their efforts have so far been met with resistance. In April, Judge Nicholas Grafis of the Eastern District of New York rejected a motion for a new trial, arguing defense's claims were unsubstantiated. However, the recent revelations have breathed new life into the defense's efforts, and they have since filed an appeal in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. The FBI, for its part, has declined to comment on the allegation, citing an ongoing legal battle, litigation. The silence is about as loud as a fire alarm when you're trying to ignore it. Of course they're going to be quiet. That's what you have to do. What does this mean? Does it mean he's going to get a new trial? No, not necessarily. Does it mean we should really take a look, though, and make sure that this was handled correctly? Without a doubt. Because at the end of the day, if this does go back to trial, all the other pieces will still be there. The argument is that a date was changed on some photographs to depict the alleged minor victim as being a minor at the time the photos were taken. Not a good thing, if in fact that happened. That does, you know, mess with a huge argument that was part of the prosecution's case in chief. Does it throw out all the other evidence? No. So would this likely be a thing where a judge is going to say, well, we're going to vacate this conviction, you're free to go? No. It will likely end up back in trial if they recognize this as actually having had happened. And Ranieri will likely end up in prison again. But why do we have to go through that? Why should he get a new trial? Why should these witnesses have to go and testify again? Because someone thought they were too smart for the room and they thought, I'm not going to get caught. I'm just going to put the scale down a little bit if that's what happened. And really make sure he burns. You gotta resist that temptation because people like this, people who start cults, people who sexually abuse people, people who hold collateral over others so they don't share what that person has done to them, they tend to go down in flames themselves. You just kind of gotta let the fire burn without getting burned by it.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.